Hello again. Welcome back. Welcome back. In this section of the show, we wanted to focus on timelines. And so, obviously, you can see the Homestead teaches about timelines. Where do we get distracted? The way we observe ourselves working with emails, text messages, is constructed to not only observe us proactively and negatively. We can always find opportunities to improve our timelines. In my assessment of these types of humans, the way we're living in these types of humans is been competing with some of the negativity of information flowing through a machine. And so when you use your heart to make a timeline as an example versus when you use your brain, it's not always easy because we're using very ancient technology of black magic and witchcraft to communicate, and that's the English language. And so we want to by the way, I'll take calls immediately for everyone. But I'll give you a couple ideas and suggestions on how timelines are maybe getting more progressive or aggressive. And we'll keep understanding how the karmic relationships work, how all of these potential reactive timelines aren't always easy to identify because we're so caring and loving, and we have so much emotions in these types of bodies, and there's so much duality here at the risk of judging and or making absolutes, because we can always find absolution if we want, or we can just forget, quit, stop, be at peace always. And then when we go and engage our friends, family, and neighbors, we go, wait a minute, that's not the direction I thought I was going. Or is it? Or is that okay? Do I just forgive everybody and get trampled on? So there's a lot of those things. I'll give you an example of in the ascension cycle, what happens in timelines, and this is very obvious to you right now. I know I'm preaching to the choir. I'll give you an example of a timeline. We're going to keep using the gentleman who has to transfer his kids. Okay, so this is a live person here. He does this on a monthly basis. He takes his kids, transfers him to the divorced mother and father, either way, couples, they're both coupled up again. So now we're going to transfer the children back and forth from each relationship every 30 days. All right. So the gentleman, he's required to take the kids to the father's location, which is several hours away, and it's across the border, and it's across the Canadian border. Okay. So this gentleman, he has to do this and does not want to do this. He definitely doesn't want to see the ex-husband, and he definitely doesn't want to see, or the estranged ex-husband, doesn't want to see any of those people, and doesn't want to drive 4 hours to do it. What could possibly go wrong? You're just being a good guy. You're just going to. So this poor gentleman, he's got to waste his entire day getting children transferred, which he cares for and loves. And what could possibly happen in a timeline like that if you do not want to do what you're required to do in your relationship? In this case, the gentleman would have car issues, border issues, and then time delays back and forth. And by the way, spent an entire day doing this. Political issues, social issues, all these little tiny things happened, believe it or not, because the gentleman was not living his highest excitement. He was doing a requirement or responsibility. So how do you solve those? Where's the opportunity there? If you don't want to go, why do you keep going? Well, that's because the other family wants to see the kids. So how do you solve that problem? How do you solve that problem if we're truly getting on timelines that we do not prefer? Because you're working with individuals who don't even know that they're on timelines. They're using the legacy responsibilities of their mind. You have to do this because you're divorced and we agreed to see the kids 30 days on, 30 days off, whatever the number is. How do we live with these people that would assume that if it's not my highest excitement and there's no such thing as time, how are we going to fit in with them? Because we're all losing our understanding of time, like it or not. And when we live out of time, it's blissful, isn't it? It's complete bliss. And we all know it. When we live from our truth, it's just amazing. And so there's your ascension model right there. Why do we keep participating with lower dimensions? And that's how the aliens do work and get into other bodies and other people and other minds. They're counting on you living at a lower frequency band because they're able to control outcomes and timelines that aren't yours. So you basically went to a lower dimension when you do things that you don't prefer. And when you do things you do prefer, like getting free on your land, things get a little more fun. And yet you still might have to work with some of these people creating false timelines. So that's my suggestion to observe. How do we get on these timelines? And I'll go ahead and take calls immediately. It looks like I have one. I'm so lucky to have calls. There's an Aloha and there's a Kelly from Oregon. Kelly from Oregon, how to stop thinking. Kelly from Oregon. Well, don't you just stop, Kelly? Easier said than done, huh, Kelly?
You make me laugh. Well, you keep encouraging us to stop thinking. So how do we do that at this point in the ascension cycle?
I make jokes about it all the time, but, so I guess when the military implants are removed from me, I'm actually, working hard to solve this issue. But I got to observe why the information they were transmitting into my head wasn't coming anymore. So I went blank for like overnight when the last implants moved out of me. The three total. So it helps us with my dialogue, but it actually, you're probably a better teacher to me because you haven't had the implants, but you had, when you were born, you had the inoculations. So the inoculations were the best way to stop everyone's memories, at least in the Western world. So if I can keep you out of your knowledge center and you're favoring the mind and receiving and transmitting information, then that's what the inoculations were primarily for. Degrading your health, is physical health is one, but really all inoculations, if you put them all together, mumps, measles, chicken pox, the whole gang, maybe the recent one, put them all together, you get not only to stifle your consciousness and your spirit, which is your knowledge center. So if you look at the, I've observed several of these really, really intelligent talk show host. And the one that I would favor where the light has come in and the mind has competed is probably a guy like Cliff High. So he can remember everything he's ever read, and he also gets his knowledge in at the same time. So he can vet information really quick and then prioritize the mind. That's what they're going through with inoculations and so forth, is if I can get a bunch of really smart individuals to do whatever I say, not saying that this about this individual. I'm just saying you can actually see how intelligent, knowledgeable we should be. But the caveat is why do we use it every second of the day, which is the mind? So the way you stop is truly to observe thought. So if I can stop thinking, if I'm thinking right now, then where is it coming from? Because I just, so that's why I say I'm not always the greatest tool for these conversations, because when they take my implants out, it was a cakewalk because of the style of gateway that I'm coming through into this physical body. The way you stop thinking is observing thought. So in nature is always going to be your best tool. Exercised with many people, forgive me for being so long-winded, many times. Okay, so we're in the middle of the desert. I have food, I have water. Why am I worried about anything? Now you tell it back to me. Can you find me a way? I have food, I have shelter, I have water. And so why am I thinking about not having enough? Or so you explain to me, where do the thoughts come from? What is the style of thoughts? That's another way to start.
Well, that's fear based, right? So
yeah, if you don't mind me asking some questions, because you'll help a lot of people. So
yeah, please.
So as you get through the ascension cycle in a mammalian, your telepathy, the transient thoughts you get from your neighbor, the cording, sine waves, radios, computers, radar, you're going to get so much information now. So you're going to compete with your heart, which is far more knowledgeable than your head, and what you can receive and transmit is still very valuable. Don't get me wrong, but how will we complement that by just observing it? Where is it coming from? So there should be a delay in your life for each thought now. I'll slow it down for you right now. Okay, so when we came up with, I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and put them in my heart, now can you see the next thought coming in? Good job.
No.
So now where is it coming from? It's not coming from you, is it?
That isn't there.
No. It's not coming from you. Okay, so now is it our environment? Is it my friendships? Is it my friendships? Is it legacy drama from my natal chart? Very common to have epigenetic thoughts. So personality, believe it or not, is engineered for the most part. It's fairly well engineered to complement these vagrant thoughts. So now tell me, can you stop thinking now? Good job. Okay, so now how do you stay there is where I always ask everybody, what's inevitably it'll be our environment, won't it?
Right. The thing that trips me up a little bit is I silently dialogue with myself when I'm observing things, when I'm processing the information you've given us, or when I'm filling out my next or future choice. So is that dialogue? You know, I'm using words. Is that thinking?
Yeah, that is a really cool question. So if our motivation comes from not from observation is maybe another way to look at it. So this is very foreign for us to be in these types of bodies and have to process so much information without controlling it. So usually your knowledge is chosen. Many of the people who have interviewed me in very key places in the world, they say, how do you go and get the knowledge from source? How do you talk to us through? And they're of course using the conscious gateways, knowing it's information from me, as one of ground transmitter receiver components. So I think we figured out which one I am. So when we come from source, we would never have that issue, even though we would be able to see it. And that goes for you too. So you would be able to see everything in the entire universe, but you use it like a library, a billion, billion, billion libraries, and you just go and observe it when you want to. And that's why it's I'm not always the best person, because I just realized last few years, I'm one of the few people doing this, unless you go and sit on a top of a mountaintop with a robe, where you don't have to interact with all these people doing a lot of thinking. So the battle of the minds is truly is the true story here. It's the battle of the minds. So I hope that helps a little bit, get you a little different look at things.
Yes, thank you. One more thing, if that's okay?
Yeah, please.
So I've been experimenting with not structuring my day around time and trying not to look at the clock throughout my day. I've taken the clock off the microwave. I literally don't have a clock unless it's on my phone or in my car, and I'm just about ready to cover up the clock in my car. But it's not easy since our society is structured around time, dates, appointments. So can you tell us what our transition will be like from structuring our days using time and future dates to just creating the experience our day solely through inspiration?
Yes, absolutely. So beautiful question. There are people on the PRQ team that cover up their rearview mirror in their car. And the reason that is because they're in highest excitement, enjoy traveling. They'll see the cars behind them disappearing. So that higher dimension that they're floating through just disappears. And certainly we've
cool
practiced
idea.
And practiced. So it's not that. So as you measure, maybe observe, whatever word you like there, how the dimensions fold in and out of each other, you're going to see it's directly affiliated with your statement question. Why am I doing what I'm doing right now? What's driving me to do that? And so you're going to separate more and more towards what you prefer, and the rest of the gang falls away. They can't even keep up with us. So, and that's what the aliens are counting on, is you not recognizing that statement. Hope that helps.
Yeah. So when we're with our tribe eventually, you know, and just beautiful peace, energy, and neutrality. So how do we, in that frequency, how do we connect and make plans with each other without setting the
you
time
don't
or
try.
Date in the future?
Yep. You don't try. Uh-huh. And everyone and everything will show up right on time if you don't try. Even me, I play around with forcing things with other people, but I don't force it. Yeah, that's a great idea. I like it. It feels good. Kind of does. And then sometimes it doesn't feel good at the end. And then you go, hey, it's no problem. We worked with other people. Many times we make decisions on the PRQ team. Everything's going great, and we get compromised at the end because they're listening to every call we make. You're watching the BLM stuff right now. Oh, I've decided to shut down Bureau of Land Management in this area because it looks like Kuster's got a following of this. Yeah, so we're used to that. And then that's also how we solve the problems, because we're passionate about it. And there's a lot of people that are in spiritual law enforcement that will deal with it, we'll say. And anyway, it's just play with it. I just encourage everyone to take a day of doing nothing when you're supposed to do everything and see what happens.
Love it.
That one's always fun. I have to be here. I have to be there. Mom keeps calling. Just turn the machine off, by the way. Those ones, then you can check yourself. See how you do it. See what's unique to the way. When it really works good, write it down. When it doesn't. The other thing is, of course, make a T on a piece of paper. Put everything in the future you want to see in your life and everything in the past on the left side of the T and what you don't want. Make the right side of that T just bodacious. And just look for that step before you become Mozart. So if it's just, I need to pick up a piano magazine, that's one step to becoming Mozart, as an example. And I know I say these things a lot and over and redundant. We have a lot of new people here, but that's the best I can do. How's that?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I do have an example, but I know I've been commandeering your time, so I can save it if you'd like.
Cool. I keep calling in. It's very, very fun to talk to you. Very fun. Very, yeah. Very astute. You're very, very savvy. Need more Kellys. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for that call. Thank you so much for that call. All right, BBS, thank you. Thank you. I'll move on to Aloha from Virginia. I don't think they speak Hawaiian in Virginia, though. Please explain the Happy New Year. Aloha from Virginia. Virginia, or are you Virginia saying Aloha?
Aloha.
Aloha, it is Virginia.
And I am today, I am in Virginia.
Right on.
I just
Boy, you move a bit. You move a bit,
yeah.
Don't you?
Well, yes, I do. And you
that's
know,
a true that's a true light worker, isn't
call.
It?
I am. I'm working everywhere, and I was actually in Homestead, Florida last week, and I had the best time.
Cool, I bet.
Can you hear me?
Real good. Go ahead.
So I wanted to say that thank you for this show. I spent October 2nd to October 10th on the East Florida coast, and I don't watch TV shows, including the Northeast, West, South news shows, but I did do emergency healings because a friend was very emotional that I was having the best time being there, just being there and observing. So it was that day when everything happened was absolutely a beautiful day. And where I was, there was only light rain a few times, and it was very windy. And then in the evening, the sky was the most bright, brilliant, beautiful purple and yellow colors. And I just wanted to say mahalo and thank you for your show, because I had just listened to the archive right before that, and I just was just fine, and my family was just fine, and it was a wonderful, I had a wonderful experience there in the middle of everything. And so what I wanted to ask you about is, would you please talk about Happy New Year's on January 1st, everybody, you know, I was, you know, kind of paying attention to this as I'm driving and leaving that area. And, you know, I realized, you know, New Year's is kind of approaching, and all of this Happy New Year's at the beginning of the year. Can you please talk about it? Because sometimes for me, the beginning of the year is the most wildest time of the year, to say it lightly.
Yeah, that's great. I can't wait to hear more about this, your knowledge. Thank you so much. Helping so many people with your experience. And it's so valuable to hear your perspective. My love to you, my great love to you for sharing. The fun for me here is you said everything that I would ever need to say about improving your life and creating timelines of yours that are yours from authenticity. Is you're just observing information, situations, experiences, but you don't have to participate, do you?
No, I don't.
You can watch the train wreck, but you don't. You don't have to run to fix the train, things like that. I mean, you could get involved, but just to be an observer of the simple issues we come across, like my brother and sister fighting, things like that. You can, that ego mind, you've removed it, so you've chosen to just observe in these situations you explained. New Year's is extremely valuable tool for these statements. So if I can get you hooked up on time, believing there's a calendar event, what could I do to a population if I can get you all staying up late and celebrating time? What could I do? You got this. I can take your inertia for this event and start directing it. So if I can get you to buy into time, and the gross population is not Virginia, then I can really steal a lot of luge. I can really steal a lot of luge. And so that power, so the individuals are also celebrating New Year's, It's not to have celebrations, absolutely. But if I can time it with people who don't understand how powerful they are, and now drop everything to party for an event around the calendar events, I can get a lot of horsepower. And I can do a lot of things behind the scenes because everybody's off their game doing something that's been constructed. And that's not exclusive to America or anywhere else in the world. And it's not a standard statement either. But for the most part, all calendar events are alien technology to steal our incredible loving horsepower. Now, standardize with that. Which makes sense why you would feel uncomfortable. You'd feel uncomfortable. You're like, so when you use that much emotions all at the same time on the planet with people who don't realize that their emotions are steering their soul, their spirit, whatever word you like there, that's really what I would keep as a standard statement of New Year's. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're not used to the time. We've never worked in calendar events. The biggest items here that are foreign to us coming into this reality would be identity, time, and hierarchical systems like money. So we're not used to hierarchies. We've never seen it before until we got here, for the most part, at least at this level. Time and identity, unfortunately, hierarchy has so many layers to it, whether it's governance or money or travel or what have you. Look at this one. How many people make 747s? Yeah, there's only one company that makes.
I don't know any.
Big air. Yeah, exactly. But apparently they're flying around somewhere. So if you can control a society with time and identity is really what New Year's is about. Any other questions?
Well, yes. As I'm driving, you know, I listen to you and I've heard you say all the time about the English language. And I, you know, I know what you're saying. And then while I am driving yesterday, I realized that because one of the things I always want to do better is to communicate better with people and for them to be comfortable with me when they're in my presence or when we're having a conversation. I want to do the best I can. And I've realized that the reason why I'm wanting to do this is I'm not doing the English language as well as I thought I was. And I started feeling as though it's not really me. It's that I'm trying to do everything with this language. And I never thought about it for myself until yesterday.
It's tricky, isn't it? It saddens me to be so outspoken, first of all. To have these experiences off planet in here. I just had this, I can't sit on my hands anymore because I do have these memories. So I'm just in shock when I get to listen to your light coming through you, even using a language that's designed not to allow us to use our light. So you're still so powerful. You could sing Roses Around. Never mind, I'm going to crack myself up. You could speak demonic words and you would still sound, your light would still come through such in a loving manner. When we listen, we have the privilege to listen to Lucia Nicole Evans. I'm always in shock that the way she'll articulate her wonderful light through her intentions with a word, I feel is where you're headed. And I feel that's where your question is. So if my intentions are my light and the most powerful point of, in the first place, then maybe we don't get so hung up on the words, do we?
Well, okay, that's right.
So I'm in love.
And I've noticed that with my command as well.
There you go. And so I'm in love with this conversation.
I've changed my command. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so glad you are.
And I know love has little or no meaning in its enunciated definition, but I know I love you.
Well, I know you do. And you know, I've been listening to you for years, and I've watched you change over the years. I've watched you change over the years, too.
That is a Roger. So we're all growing.
I did feel very powerful after my Florida experience. I felt like I was just on top of the world for the way everything panned out. I was so happy that I was able to do it that way. And so I just wanted to call and thank you, and I'll let you go, and I get to talk to you again, so I'll let you go.
Thank you so much. Never stop pulling on me, because I have to learn. I have to. I can't sleep if I don't get to learn as well. So my great love to you. Have a beautiful day. Great call. Incredible call. It is just a privilege.
To you, mahalo. Have a bright day.
Mahalo. Mahalo, mahalo. All right, BBS, let me know if there's anybody else who wants to chat with me. So if my relationship with this individual in the physical world is extended from our legacy relationship, and we both know it. And it is really fun to have, you know, our family and friends come with us, per se, work here, play here, whatever you like. This is the real opportunities, observing each other's participation with one another. Very freeing too, very nurturing. It's my great goal to find a way to teach it other than walking the talk. So I'll do my best. All right, moving on. Let's see who we got next. We did that one caller, Ashera from Oregon. One of the Ballard girls' question about timelines when dreaming. Ashera from Oregon. Okay, Ashera, you can't be from Ballard if you're in Oregon.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, what did you, did I say your name right?
Yes, Ashera.
Thank you. I remember Ashera. You.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I can't believe I just called in, and I just got in, and the inspiration struck. And thank you so much for everything you do and who you are and everything. I'm just over the moon right now and really not the
moon. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm so excited. Thank you for taking my call. And I love this conversation. I love this conversation about timelines because, and, you know, the mind. So something I do is I do these circles. I draw a circle on the ground. And I step into it and I say, like, you know, the lines where you say draw on one side. And I just tune into what my highest excitement is and what I love, and I just feel it. And then after just getting it and being it and pretty much walking around in my day with it, but in that morning, I'll draw another circle to the other side, which is the mind, the ego, you know, the thought, all the different stuff. And it's such a different experience, right? So, and I come back to the one. And so for me, it really helps me to stay clear in where am I, you know? And I've been doing that for a number of years now, and it's been really powerful. And it gets me into my highest excitement, and then I sing a lot. And so, you know, things have been going pretty well, but I notice my challenge is in the dream time sometimes. You know, I'm a dreamer. I do a lot of dreaming. And, you know, pretty much my dreams have been pretty good. But out of the blue last night, seriously, I've been having really good dreams. Out of the blue last night, I had this dream, and I did my command before I went to sleep. I've been doing the creation light chip. And, you know, in my dream, there was someone, you know, coming to kind of attack me. And so I just, you know, I created, you know, in my dream, somebody coming down to help, and I got free. But, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on in the dream. I won't go into details. So my question is, I know, you know, because I, you know, I try to crash, you know, not try, say the commands to crash timelines, and I'm going to start doing that before I go to sleep. So I'm just answering my own question. But, yeah, I'm wondering how to work more with the dream times when I'm not in that conscious state. Even though I'm realizing now I had some consciousness in my dream while I was lucid, kind of going, okay, I can shift this dream, but it didn't 100% shifted, but there was still kind of this thing. So what is that and what's going on, and how do I work with that and really stay in, you know, kind of in my protective energy without being, you know, messed with?
Yeah, that's great. Great question. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm very fond of your friends and you. It's an endless. I have endless love for all of you so much. The as far as dreams go, I want to be of service here because I recognize the engineering to make us dream. So you've never slept in other experiences unless you wanted to. So you'll notice maybe looking at aquatic life. You ever catch a killer whale sleeping on the beach up in Ballard? He's not sleeping in the beach in Ballard. He's not doing that. Yeah. How many horses you seen fall asleep? They stand there and they lock their knees and take a break, you know, but for the most part, yeah, okay, you can push over a cow. Engineered.
Right.
The sleeping part is a disturbing topic, unfortunately, because the way this type of body was engineered is to compromise our horsepower coming into the body from source, from the universe, whichever words you like. So if I can get somebody with high capability like yourself, I'm going to sit and watch. Now, this is very, very touchy subject, but I've done this so many times with people. When we're dreaming and we're more or less neutral. And so if we're going to be neutral and not know we're being abducted, how do you defend yourself, as an example? So the dreams,
right,
for me, makes us lazy. Because we're not quite in the body and we're not quite out, and that's why everyone's able to astral travel more and more now, and that's exactly why they use this in the programs, is so we could do hyperspace travel in vessels and or with agendas. Well, the same thing's happening. You're doing exactly the same thing, but somebody is capitalizing on the fact that you're from a higher frequency, and how do I get hooked up and stay in your reality? And that's why that's the purpose of this show, Timelines. So now, can I get you on a timeline when you wake up, or can I take your emotions while you're sleeping? And that's a question for you. Notice that you had emotions when you're sleeping.
Yeah, last night. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so now what emotions did you have? I mean, so let's say it's a nightmare as an example. Why would an abductor want your emotions?
Well, to bring me into a lower frequency, into the mind, to worry, to be scared, you know, all that loose, that heavy energy, take me off my highest excitement, you know, to make me feel heavy so to get me out of the way of where I'm headed, basically.
Yeah, now you're talking about it today.
Right. You're right.
So that's how the individuals do it. You'll bring so now they have to get the horsepower somehow. And so because you're such a heavy hitter, they're going to go, okay, I got her to talk about me. So now it's going to exist in the reality if you would name it and so forth. There's a tremendous amount of tricks. So we don't, the reason, let's see, what's a good cartoon movie? Monsters Incorporated would be one of those. So if I can get you to believe in the boogeyman will actually exist now because you're way, way down the ascension cycle. So that's predominantly why the most powerful spiritual people, so to speak, people with the most light in them, are going to get more attention here at the end of the ascension cycle, participating with multiple people. So it's tricky. It's difficult to talk about because it's not in compartments like I'm doing my best to explain. It's so broad. It's a big responsibility to not judge ourselves, big responsibility and awareness to just be nice and clean. One opportunity that I suggest for myself is I command my spirit to destroy anything trying to harm me. And fortunately, that has resulted in a lot of freedom because it worked. So they go around me now. They bounce off me in this realm. If you were talking to the mermaid, she's seen me out of this realm and nothing can touch us. So it's really down in here where we're getting the attention.
Right. Yeah, thank you. That really helped, that command, that particular command, because I've been doing other ones, and I did that a while ago, but I haven't been doing that one. And so that's great. And you're right, just, you know, giving an energy, your power makes it happen. But, you know, my dreams have been really great. So that's when I notice it. When it comes out of the blue, like, you know, it wasn't horrible, it wasn't a nightmare, but it didn't feel like my highest excitement dream, you know? And so even though I was fine, I was protected and everything was good. So yeah, so I don't need to talk about it anymore and do that command. And yeah, I think that was just really a great thank you for that command tip and remembering just, you know, whatever it takes to stay on track, like continue singing the songs and in my circle of inspiration, really.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that is exactly the greatest that's the greatest outlook too, is just to be so free with yourself and your heart and they'll reduce. The reason I brought it up, it pains me to talk about it, but apparently I'm popular like you at one time, and now they like you guys.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It saddens me to say it out loud. And that's why the Bible was so well done, is Jesus didn't die on the cross for your sins. You guys did. It's a very sad story. Mm-hmm. And they made it the opposite. Jesus did not walk on water, turn water into wine. He turned wine into water. And that is a true story. Mm. And so
Thank
I hope that
you
helps.
So much. Really...
You betcha. You betcha. You betcha. You betcha. I have to do my Ballard. Great call. I'll go move on to the next caller. But anyway, that group is very special to me. The Northwest was extremely important timeline. I'll talk about it a little bit on Inspired with Q. I'll explain a lot about that as my energy grows, we assume. If we have any other callers, I haven't looked on how to get the caller. Let's see. I'm coming down to the wire here. I got to make way for the other girl behind me. Her show has got to be good. I should probably listen to it. Colin from Oregon, online four. Curious about geomagnetic happening. Colin, go ahead. What do you got?
Hi, Q. Thanks for taking my call today.
I'm only about 5 minutes, so sorry about that.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm curious about this geomagnetic storms they say are going on, and like I definitely feel some sort of effects in my body every once in a while that just definitely doesn't feel like me. And I'm just kind of curious if that's like amplifying it.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, most of all, this is a very, very, very long subject. We'd take us about a week to get through it. But most of the chemtrails you're seeing now are seeking and making tracer systems for the alien ships that are making weather modifications and so forth. Not to say HARP systems and so forth can't do the same thing. HARP can track ships coming in, can make weather modifications, et cetera, et cetera. But the alien ships do it even easier. So all those hurricanes, you're seeing all alien technology. I'm sorry to inform you. The magnetic... So the electromagnetic etheric field they're using, they're bouncing it back and forth, and then they can make a tornado. And it saddens me to see all those tornado stories. Those are all, that's all alien technology. Okay, so if, as we get more sensitive here, we're going to feel it. I went into a city yesterday where there was 5G, and I become just the angriest, orneriest dude ever. It just, we're not able to do it anymore. Well, when you do it, when you take our mesh networks that we've inherited here, whether it's wireless telecommunications or radar or smart meters, when I make a mesh, it's super easy to use your IP address that's hooked up into your NATO chart and then attack. So if you're looking supple, indirectly or directly, they got us in most cases. Does that make sense?
No, totally.
Yeah, so it's been
effects it has on like our physical selves, and does that make us more susceptible to like the other technology around us, like our phones and that?
Yeah, and so even when I get attacked with this stuff, and I'm doing my best to get something done, I as strong as I am, and I can track and trace it all out, and we use me for that. I can track all AI, no problem. But doesn't mean I'm not having the symptoms because I'm in a physical body. So it's quite a chore to give it enough time here on this few minutes. But I would encourage us all to start observing, because they all, depending on what country you're in, the aliens have different technologies. They have different styles, different flavors. They're really unorganized now, though. So please, any news you have on where it comes from, I can see where it's tracking from, but I don't have enough time to explain it to you. But let's keep this dialogue going, and I'm going to have to call it a day for this show. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. That was very helpful.
My love to you, and thank you, BBS Radio. We'll go move on. I'm going to take an hour break, and thank you for the next host for being in between my shows. That's so nice of you to be a participant as well. BBS Radio, thank you. We'll see you in an hour, everybody. Good day.